I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe City School Board member Vicki Crutzer has announced that she will not seek re-election to the board. Crutzer's withdrawal from the District 2 race leaves challenger Jennifer Hainline as the only remaining candidate in the district. In a social media message to supporters, Crutzer says she's withdrawing to care for her ailing mother. She also encouraged District 2 residents to support Hainline in joining the Monroe City School Board. Hainline says she appreciates Crutzer's support and looks forward to working on the board and bring a fresh approach for the next generation. A preliminary deal has been reached with 12 Louisiana municipalities to build a new natural gas pipeline from Winnsboro to Natchez that would replace the existing 90-year-old Midland pipeline. Vidalia Mayor Hiram Copeland is a member of the Louisiana Municipal Gas Authority. He says they're elated this agreement was made in principle with Midland.
It's going to be a 12-inch pipeline, which will help us with our new industrial park, a new port facility, and also the existing industries that are here already.
Copeland says the new pipeline will ensure that future economic growth is possible to areas that have been hindered in the past by the low pressure and resulting low capacity available through the existing pipeline. He says it's a huge relief that Midland decided not to jump ship.
If that would have been the case and abandoned the line and we'd have lost natural gas, it would have been very, very detrimental to industrial recruitment in our area.
The LMGA expects Midland will file a formal settlement for approval as early as next year. The agreement must be signed off now by all parties in the negotiations. Louisiana's community and technical colleges are embarking on an aggressive six-year plan. It includes doubling the number of graduates and their total earnings, quadrupling the number of students they send to the state's four-year schools, and significantly increasing private dollars in partnerships with businesses. Louisiana Community and Technical College System President Monty Sullivan says the six-part plan, which the system has set out to meet by the year 2020, would have the state's community and technical college system graduating 40,000 students a year and the annual earnings of its graduating class at $1.5 billion. Sullivan says if its goals are met, the system would send at least 10,000 students a year to Louisiana's four-year universities. Louisiana Economic Development has launched a nationwide campaign to lure former residents back home to Louisiana and explore new employment opportunities. LED Secretary Stephen Moray says Come Home Louisiana is a campaign targeted at Louisiana natives who are living out of state.
In an effort to help them understand all the job opportunities that are available here and get them connected to LouisianaJobConnection.com where they can see all those jobs.
The campaign is tied directly to LED's new Louisiana Job Connection website, which matches job seekers with Louisiana jobs that match their skill set. Moray says this is mainly an online and social media campaign. He says they've also launched a website for the campaign, comehomelouisiana.com.
On that website, we feature videos of a number of people who left Louisiana and came back, in many cases, for their dream jobs.
Moray says there are more job openings in the state that can be filled by current residents. He hopes that the stories told on the website by Louisianans who return for a great career will encourage out-of-staters to come back. The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy skies later this evening with a low tonight in the upper 60s.